Travis Bunn with Bunn Brands, back with episode 2. And today we're going to talk about the structure of a website. Now, if you don't know me, if you're just joining us, my name is Travis Bunn once again. I've been in web development for about 15 plus years. Started developing websites for myself, video games, various other things, small businesses and whatnot. Now I've started my own agency, mainly to demystify the quote-unquote secrets of digital marketing that some people just like to hide from their clients, is what it seems to me. Not everybody, though. Don't take that the wrong way. Anyway, updates about myself. We got a scare this past week. Meaty, my dog, M-E-A-T-Y, he seemed to have problems with his tail, was tucking it under, so we took him to the vet, and his anal gland actually was swollen, and they thought there was a mass inside of it, so we were going to have to get a biopsy on it. Turns out he just needed it expressed, and he's having problems expressing his glands. So we got that expressed, and I'm very grateful that he didn't have a mass, because that could have been too cancerous, and that would have cost actually a lot of money just to get those removed. I started working out recently, as recently as today, so I started running around the complex here, and we'll see how far that goes, but I'm going to try and keep dedicated on that one. I'll even document it on social media for y'all. Thanksgiving is coming up. We're going to Hiawassee, I believe it is, Georgia. It's just north of Helen, Georgia, which is a little town that looks all German, and it's really quite cool, because I lived in Germany when I was younger, so there's a lot of knickknacks there, like clocks from the House of a Thousand Clocks there in the Black Forest. At least, that's what I was told. So that'll be neat, and that'll be fun. Also, my birthday's coming up on the 28th, so happy birthday to me. I will be 31. And everything's downhill. Well, everything has been downhill. I'm past 30. At least, that's what I hear. Anyway, enough about me. Let's go ahead and jump into the episode for today and talk about the structure of a website. And to begin this, we're going to talk about who cares? Who cares what structure you follow with your website? And the answer to that is simple. It's search engines, for one. They use your sitemap and a few different things that we'll talk about in later episodes to figure out what everything is pointing to on your website. There's actually something called robots.txt. It's a file that tells Google what to search, where to search, where not to search. You can edit this yourself. But Google will send its robots, crawl your whole entire website, and figure out where all the links point to. You can tell them not to follow to certain areas, as I said, with the robots.txt, or just inside the link HTML code. And also, just besides search engines, your visitors definitely care what's on your website, and that's pretty evident through analytics and what we've noticed. That's why most websites tend to follow the same kind of structure. I'm not saying it has to be all this way, but this is a basic layout and a general layout for how you should be thinking about structuring your website. And I always start on paper, pen and paper, writing this down and planning it out, especially when you're dealing with clients. I find it just to be easier. The client knows what you're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. And there's not much room to wiggle outside of that where we create like 10 pages, 20 pages, 30 pages, and they just keep continuing. So that's the benefit right there. So what is the structure? How are we going to talk about this? Let's go ahead and start with the home page. Now, the home page should reflect your entire website. It's going to touch on very specific parts of other pages, but really it's going to give an overall look at your business and about who you are. So there's actually three different things that people need to know when they get to your website. First, who are you? Who are you as a person? Who is your business? How long have you been around? And things like that are important to kind of notate somewhere in there, although you'll get into deep detail later. The second question that they would like to answer it is, what do you do? So what are your services? What do you offer? What is it that you are doing with this website? What is it that your business is doing or you yourself are doing? And the third would be, what should the visitor do about it? Should they be clicking on a button to contact you? Should they be purchasing now? Should they be signing up for your email? There's various things you could get a user to do or ask a user to do, but they need to know what they want you to do, or what you want them to do, rather. You're just going to get lost if you're on a website and there's nothing to do, there's just a bunch of information, then you might as well be reading an article. And even those have CTAs, which are called calls to action. So you're going to use one CTA at the very least, and actually most people, as well as me, might say to use only one CTA, which again is a call to action. So you just don't confuse everybody thinking that there's 50 billion things you can do. If you direct them to a single place, then you know that they're going to go, oh, okay, well, this is the next step. Step one, get to the website. Step two, sign up for my email. Step three, you'll get an email. That's just a small example. So let's jump into a little bit more than just the home page. There's obviously different ways to design it, but that's just a basic outline of what people generally want to see on your home page. Who are you? What do you do? And what should I do about it? So let's talk about some of the other pages and a little bit about the sitemap, which, once again, sitemap.xml is something we'll get into a little later when we start to get into analytics and SEO and stuff like that. But for now, what I mean is how mapping out your site. How many pages will there be? What will the pages be? So to me, the standard amount of pages isn't really an amount. Let's start with the home, and then you'll get an about page, which is actually the second most clicked page. People want to know who they're dealing with. People want to know what business they're going to, how long you've been in business, and just a little bit more information about you in general. So that's a very important page. So once again, you got your home page, your about page, your services page, your blog, and your contact page. Now, there are various other pages you can get in there. You can actually take the services and make it a drop down and just give each of your services so each of your services has a page. Because generally speaking, in the SEO world, one page should be using one keyword for the main keyword, and that just helps search engines know exactly what your website is about. So the homepage, obviously we went over that. Who are you? What do you do? What should the visitor do about it? The about page is just more information about yourself. Of course, you still want to include a CTA, a call to action, to let people know what to do after they've figured out who you are. Okay, now that you know me, and you may or may not trust me, let's move on to the next step of contacting me and getting a free consultation. That's another way to offer or get somebody to follow your CTAs, to offer something. Give them a free consultation. Give them a free outline or a plan, a PDF, anything that you have to offer. It really depends. A coupon could even be the case. Sign up for my email and I'll give you a 10% off your next order. That's just small examples of what you can do for calls to action. And that's your about page. We're going to move on to the services page. The services page, you're going to really detail exactly what you do. Like I said before, if you have multiple services, you're probably going to want to have a page for each service so that you can focus on one keyword surrounding that service for search engines. So each page will give detail. What do you do? If you want to include pricing, you can include pricing. Some people say you should. Some people say you shouldn't. Really, I think it's kind of personal preference or really dependent upon the business itself. If you're selling cakes and you just want somebody to come into the store or call, then I'm not so sure pricing for each cake should be on there, especially if you make custom cakes. So moving on, we have the blog. And the blog is really, it's dependent on how you want to handle that. How I handle it is to just talk about my business, talk about what I'm doing, talk about what my clients are doing. I can do a business spotlight on them. I can give more information on just the things I do. My podcast actually goes straight into my blog if you want to see that. And there's really a lot you could do with a blog, but that's your content generation, and that's really going to help you in SEO. It's just gives you so much more to your website for search engines to go through and see what you're all about. If you can establish yourself as a professional or the go-to person in a specific field, then people will start to refer to your blog for information. And once they keep referring to you, that builds trust. And trust is super powerful, just super powerful in the business world. If you trust someone, you're willing to go to them. You're willing to spend your money with them. And you're willing to work with them. Last on the list, we have contact. The contact page really should have a contact form, of course, your hours of availability if you have office hours for someone to come in, or even if you're just only accepting phone calls or during a certain hour, during certain hours of the day, anything like that. Also have your email on there just in case someone doesn't want to use the form or the form goes down, they still have your email and they can use their own method of sending emails. Also, your phone number, of course. And I like to include links to social media on the contact page, even though we'll get here into it here in a second with the footer. Actually, let's jump into that now. The footer will be showing on every page. It's at the bottom of every page. It's probably going to say your copyright information, the year of when you started the website all the way till now. But you also can include things like links to social media, your hours of business once again, phone numbers, extra navigation. So instead of your menu at the very top, if someone scrolls all the way to the bottom of the page, they don't have to either hit the back to top button, which you should also include, or they don't have to scroll all the way back to the top. They can just go through your navigation there in the footer to the next page of their choice. Once again, just trying to keep them on your website, trying to maneuver them around to where you want them to go and what you want them to do. So that's really the basics of what you want and the structure of a website. It can really get into detail from there. Then really design and business dictates as to if you're going to have more pages, if you're going to have more of a structure to your website. As a general rule, you really, I've heard three and four, but I like to go with three. You only really want to have any one page three clicks away from the home page, or from the home page. So if you have a home page that goes to an about page, and that about page links to another page, that's as far as you want to go in that tree, that branch off. A lot of times someone will have a home page, the services page, and then from the services page they'll go into each service themselves and have a page there. But that's as far as you want to go with those trees of, I guess, pages. It really starts to get a little too much. People don't like to go too deep into the website, and also search engines really like that. There's a few extras you can put on your website, not necessarily just pages, but there's just some things that you could add to the website to give it a little beefed up kind of feel to it, or just to convert a little better. You can have a chat bot. So I'm sure you may have noticed on some websites in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little circle or a little square or something that tries to get your attention, or sometimes a box pops up and someone tries to talk to you. And a lot of times that actually isn't a person, it's a bot, a chat bot. But if it's a good one and you're paying enough money for it, then you probably won't notice that it's not a person at first. A lot of times it can answer your questions or direct you to the right place. I'd highly suggest to look into that. I'm actually starting to get into that myself to get myself one on the website. And hopefully I'll get something pretty good and interesting so it doesn't just start talking to you and get lost and get confused and then scare people away from my website. But it is a new technology that a lot of people are getting into in the past couple of years, so I would definitely look into it. Another option, if you do any kind of support like I do, and I'm going to be looking into this through Zendesk, will be support tickets. So a lot of my clients will just email me, text message me, call me. It really depends on the client. And I'm trying to consolidate that in one area. So I want to really invest in support tickets. So someone can just log on to the website, whether they log on or just click the support ticket, and it'll go to a specific email or specific place for me to review later, and mark it as completed, respond to the client, and do anything. It just really consolidates and puts everything in one place. It's more of an organizational thing for myself. Another addition you can add would be the FAQ page. Now, if you don't know what that means, it's frequently asked questions. So if you notice, a bunch of people are asking the same question over and over and over, don't get upset about it. It's just that means there is something not clear on your website, or just they're common questions about your business. So having an FAQ page can really cut down on those repetitive questions. If someone has a question, they may look there first because they really don't want to wait for an email. They want the answer right then and there. So why not get it through your FAQ page? That's honestly a really good thing. And I'm not sure if I'm going to add it to mine yet. It really depends. I don't think I have a whole lot of questions that are the same over and over. But if I start to notice it, you'll see one pop up on my website as well. Very important, actually. The next one would be video. Video is huge right now, and it's very big. It's getting big on social media. It's big everywhere. It's pretty big on websites, too. Sometimes people don't want to read anything. They want to just listen to what you have to say. So they'll go to your website, click on your video, and just watch what you have to say, listen to what you have to say. And if you really touch on certain points, then hopefully you'll build that trust. You'll let them know what you want them to do. You'll let them know who you are. You'll go through that whole steps of the beginning on the homepage. So who are you? What do you do? And what should I do about it? That can all be covered in 1 to 2 minute video, which is a lot better than reading your website for 30 minutes. Well, to the user it is. For you, you want them to sit there on your website reading and absorbing the information and trusting you. Another thing you can add on to the website, email collection. Email collection is, I use it myself for newsletters, so as I gain emails from people through my website, I'll be adding them to a service called MailChimp. And there I can make newsletters, make announcements, send out certain deals that I'm having, or just give updates on what's going on with me through email to all my clients, the people on my email collection list. Email is pretty underrated sometimes, and it does take a little bit of time, but taking that time to really craft something worthwhile and not spammy can go a long way, honestly. If people are signing up for your email, there's obviously a reason, but if they're leaving and unsubscribing from your emails, there's a reason for that as well. Maybe you're not giving the content that you promised. Maybe they're not getting the content they want. There's various reasons for someone to unsubscribe for your email listing. Actually, I unsubscribe every day from multiple email listings, and I feel like I don't sign up for all of them. So really, when I deliberately sign up for one, it means something to me, and I do read through those emails. One of the last extras I'm just going to talk about is a map of your location. You can go ahead and throw that on the contact page. I like to do it a lot. And you scroll out just enough to see the surrounding area, but still be able to locate where you are. So showing landmarks or showing just the city you're near, if you're trying to market to a broader network, it can really help. It just gives somebody a visual representation of where are you. Can I drive to your store and pick something up later? Or is it 2 hours away from me and not really worth the drive? That's really it with the extras that I can think of right now. I'm sure there are more, and if you've thought of one, definitely let me know, because I'd love to add that to the list. Kind of ran out of time this week, been really busy with the dog, starting my workout, getting ready for Thanksgiving and everything, but I really wanted to come up with this structure of a website podcast for everyone, just to give them a little bit of an understanding of where I come from when we start to dive into more informative things. So thank you once again for listening to Bun Brands. Visit my website at bunbrands.com. And don't be afraid to contact me through the contact form, or you can just leave a comment on one of my blogs. You can sign on to social media and catch me on Facebook. I believe most of my names are at Travis Coy Bun, and that'll be at Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, Coy, C-O-Y, Bun, B-U-N-N. Soon it'll be changing to Bun Brands. I'm just having a problem with Facebook wanting to go ahead and switch my old business name over to my new brand name, Bun Brands. And eventually they'll get to it. They're just going to take their time on it, apparently. Please leave me some reviews here on iTunes, or leave me reviews on Google. You can find me in various places, so please don't be afraid to recommend me. Leave me reviews. Let me know how I'm doing. Give me feedback. I would love to improve upon this. And thank you for tuning in once again, and I'll see you guys next week.